your Hawkeye football program now. 319-366-1600, and no, you're not getting beer sales anytime soon.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
That the Tiger Hawk's good for two or three wins, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Guaranteed. Uniform three more.
So, yeah, I mean, there you go.
We're at six already.
All right. Coach, we appreciate the time. Tiger Hawk on the water tower. Rose Bowl.
Water Tower, we have no, boom, no I have no say of that. Boom, I know that.
Boom, boom, boom.
I've not been asked about it, and I'm pretty safe to predict the next 18 years won't be asked again.
Kirk, last year you guys had the Tiger Hawk at the 50 on the playing surface. Now you're going to have the Tiger Hawk on the Water Tower. First of all,
how about that?
Yes! 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 Yes!
Where were you when you heard the news? 366-1600, welcome in. It is a Monday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. It's going to be a great one. Are you still coming down from the natural high of the announcement at 7:41 Friday night that they're painting a Tiger Hawk on the water tower? How many babies will be born in eastern Iowa 9.5 months from now? 366-1600. Great show for you today. Plenty of, look, I can't do anything more with this than what God gives me. And occasionally, you're given a really boring open practice spring scrimmage. This is, I want to thank Iowa. I think this was a gift from Iowa to me. Because as I was talking with a couple people on Friday night at Kinnick Stadium, this should be the entire 3 hours of the program today, just water tower, water tower, water tower. But it's not going to be. It's not going to be because we're going to talk a little Minnesota Vikings football with Matthew Coller of 1500 ESPN in the Twin Cities coming up at 5 o'clock tonight. Countdown to the NFL draft day one on Thursday is underway. Scott Docterman from thelandof10.com is going to actually be with us here in just a few minutes coming up at the bottom of the hour. Scott was there for the entirety on Friday night at Kinnick Stadium. You will hear what Kirk Ferentz had to say after Iowa's open practice slash scrimmage. And at 6:30 tonight, this is huge. Mel Kuhn Jr. is going to spin the wheel and break down for you the draft prospects of the Hawkeyes, Cyclones, and Panthers, who will likely hear their names called in the next 3 days beginning on Thursday. That's coming up at 6:30. All you Mel Kuhn Jr. enthusiasts out there, you're going to have to be patient with us. Also, by the way, we've got a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. They've got three locations across the corridor, one in Marion, one in downtown Cedar Rapids, and one in the Fountains off Edgewood. Do you recall that conversation referenced in the open of the show with Kirk Ferentz?
I do.
That was Chicago, Big Ten Media Day this year. He had made a flippant, sarcastic remark about the Tiger Hawk on the 50-yard line being worth three wins to the program. And I went, and it took me a while, but I found it. I located the audio archive of Big Ten Media Day last year in Chicago because I knew the minute that the hamster wheel's been spinning on this for quite a while. And I'm burying the lead here. Because at 5:30, KGYM has a world-exclusive interview conducted by yours truly with Iowa quarterback Nathan Stanley solely regarding painting the Tiger Hawk on the water tower. And I'm telling you that this is a blockbuster interview, so much so that it was overheard by a friend of the program, Mark Emmert, of the Des Moines Register, and Mark's response to me was, seriously? And I looked at him and I said, hey, you got scooped, dude. I scooped you, I scooped everybody, and I'm just going to say this right now. If you've listened to the program for a long time, you've heard me mention the fact that I'm never going to win an award doing this show. I'm never going to be the Iowa Broadcaster of the Year. That's for Keith Murphy and those bigwigs in Des Moines. 5:30 tonight, this is what could bring it home. This is, you know, people are going to hear this. They're going to think that I went to radio school somewhere. This interview is, it's part Walter Cronkite, it's part Howard Cosell, and it's very much going to be a part of the show's legend moving forward. This is going to take me places. 366-1600. It's the Hertine and Stocker text line located in Iowa City, home of the soon-to-be-painted water tower. I don't care. I'm not talking football today.
I can't wait to hear this interview. But yeah, I had the same realization that you probably did coming into this show. The first question I had in my mind was, how are we going to talk about the water tower for 3 hours? The second question that popped up into my mind was, how can we talk about anything else? How can we broach another subject today other than something that fans have been clamoring for decades coming true?
I don't know about decades, but certainly
centuries,
eons. Jesus was riding the dinosaurs back when people first mentioned that perhaps the water tower should be painted. This has been something HawkeyeReport.com, Hawkeye Nation, basically since the early 2000s and the growth, the explosion of internet message boards. It's something that people have absolutely been clamoring for. They think it was necessary. Part of it started with the EA Sports video games. And I am 100% certain that that had a lot to do with it, because people wanted to see that damn Tiger Hawk on the water tower.
But on the virtual water tower?
It's taken a life of its own, to the point where a couple years ago at a night game, they projected not a hologram, but they projected a Tiger Hawk onto the water tower, and people went nuts. So you can ask me, hey, why aren't you talking about football? There's no football. I hate to break this to you people. There's no football to talk about. None.
It was as uneventful.
And I
got to
be honest with you, by the time I got down there, it was 7:40. They were announcing the water tower thing basically right as I was going in the door. Matt Weitzel was pulling these press releases hot off the presses. And by the time I got in there and situated, I think I maybe saw 25 minutes. I mean, they didn't practice / scrimmage for very long. So I got to be honest with you. I don't care about anything that I saw on Friday, other than the fact that they're going to paint the Tiger Hawk on the water tower, because I know my audience. And you don't care that Aaron Menz is likely never going to play another snap of football again for the Hawk. We'll talk all that football stuff with Scott Docterman at the bottom of the hour. Which quarterback looked better, the backup quarterbacks, who's going to be the number two guy behind Nathan Stanley, the running game, which receiver is going to... By the way, Jake Gervais, once again, the star of the spring game. If you were there, I'm going to give you the opportunity. If you were at Kinnick Stadium on Friday night, I'm sure you beat me down there because, you know, silly me, had to work until 7 o'clock. I want to know, what were your impressions of the Hawkeyes this spring? 319-366-1600. And again, we'll hear Kirk Ferentz give some general assessments of the team post-practice coming up in the 6 o'clock hour tonight. And 5:30, the bombshell, worldwide exclusive, my interview with Iowa quarterback Nate Stanley over painting the water tower.
Just give me a hint here. Would this interview more likely, if it went viral?
Can you win a Pulitzer for a radio interview, or do you have to write something? Because I could type up the transcript of it. 366-1600. And this is why we got to get everybody on the same page. I've been tweeting about this since Friday, trying to build momentum here and get... We don't get clicks in the radio business, but we get listeners. And then I look, our own Twitter account. Listen to this non-sell job here. Todd's interview with Nate Stanley about the water tower. That's our Twitter. World exclusive, to the point where Mark Emmert of the Des Moines Register was upset that I scooped him. Now, I thought about talking to every single player on there, and I said, no, I'm not going to make a mockery of this, because this is big news. But I saw my opportunity with Nate Stanley, and as the kids say, shooters shoot. And I shot my shot, and it's going to win me. April 23rd, 2018, I'm calling my shot here, Iowa Broadcaster of the Year. You will hear the Nate Stanley interview with yours truly, completely unedited, at 5:30.
I don't know how you expect me to do about an hour and 15 minutes worth of show sitting on pins and needles waiting to hear this. I have not heard this yet.
No, nobody has because, look, if I've learned anything in the last year and a half, it's that you tell one person something, they're going to leak it.
Yep.
And I didn't want any other place getting wind of this, except for the fact that I was tweeting about it on Friday night because I was very, very proud. I don't know how we can sit on this much longer, but you'll hear it at 5:30. And if that's any enticement to stick around immediately after listening to the soon-to-be award-winning Nate Stanley interview, I'm going to give you a $30 gift card to La Cantina.
My question for you is, you were down there late Friday when as everything was wrapping up, were there people outside selling newspapers to mark the occasion of the Tiger Hawk getting painted?
I think they were blissfully unaware until the announcement was made. And then social media spread like wildfire. I am telling you, 9.5 months from now, there will be a baby boom in Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, and across the state of Iowa. People were that excited about it. The water tower. It's finally. So I asked, and I'm not being facetious here. But
no,
you got your Tiger Hawk at the 50-yard line last year. You're going to get your Tiger Hawk on the water tower now. What do you people want next? 319-366-1600. And I'm going to assume that many of you are going to say that you want to be able to buy a beer at Kinnick Stadium. That ain't going to happen.
Well, that's what it's going to have to be, Todd. It's going to have to be something that, see this.
You
I
will
think,
settle for better cell phone and wireless service. You ain't getting a beer unless you're in the swanky areas.
A lot of people chose the water tower because they figured that this was never going to happen. They figured that there was this snag was always going to be the case that the university didn't own the water tower and there would never be a Tiger Hawk on the water tower. So now it has to be something even more impossible. So either beer at games or a hockey program.
Cyclone Tim on the text line is jealous, clearly, because Iowa State didn't even have a spring game this year. He says, why stop at the water tower? Exactly. And as we talked with Kirk Ferentz at Big Ten Media Day last year in Chicago, Rose Bowl. If the Tiger Hawk at the midfield, that was 3 wins. The alternate uniform was 3 wins. That was going to get Iowa to 6. This is what puts the program over the top.
So they're winning 9 games this year, by your calculations.
Go to the Eastern Iowa Airport, hop on a plane, Allegiant, right? Direct flight, Vegas. Get those, what are they, probably 80-1 to win the national championship?
Oh.
Ride that water tower, baby. Ride it. 366-1600. Scary incident over the weekend with the Cubs and Chris Bryant hit in the head in Colorado the other day. We'll give you an update on that. Bad trip to Colorado all around for the guy. Addison Russell was in the hospital. He had an allergic reaction to something that he ate. Plenty of baseball news to get to. Colonels are at home until Thursday, taking on the Burlington Bees. Rumors that our old pal Torrey Hunter's in town.
Oh, yeah.
Along with, very excited about this, but I was told that former Cubs manager Mike Quadi is in town as well. And people who've listened to the program for a long time know that I have an irrational love for the former Cubs manager. I like Mike Quadi. He managed some really bad Cubs teams, but he wasn't the general manager. He didn't have to put those teams out there. Colonels looked good yesterday, though. I spent the afternoon at the ballpark. It was absolutely beautiful. It's so nice that the weather is finally decent here. Spent the afternoon out at the ballpark and got to spend some time with my son over the weekend. And he's getting to the point now where he loves watching baseball on TV at home. In person's a much different story.
The element's still a problem?
Well, not so much that, but when you're watching on TV, they make it look fairly interesting. They do a lot of cutaways and, you know, it's not, you're not watching Puppy Dog Pals or any of the cartoons that he likes, but there's enough different shots and things that, okay, yeah, there's a lot of action. And then you get into real life and he's just not quite into it yet. So wait until he gets a load of the water tower, though. He's going to be a Hawkeye football fan for life. People have done stranger things. The Cubs World Series, Cubs win the World Series, 9.5 months later, baby boom in Chicago in the suburbs. It happened. It's going to happen in Houston. And I'm telling you right now, Eastern Iowa is going to be inundated by a baby boom. A lot of Kinnicks, a lot of Niles, and I don't know. Name your kid Water Tower. You can literally name your kid anything nowadays. And we found that out because every time somebody asks us, ooh, what's his name? And we say, oh, this is Thomas. People are shocked. Oh.
That's a normal name.
So, yeah. You didn't name him. No. Not after some random thing, some inanimate object. Nope. Didn't make up a spelling. It's not. That's Thomys, Thomas. We got to put the Y in there. Nope, didn't do any of that stuff.
That the naming of kids,
Water Tower babies,
has gotten kind of out of hand, and I don't even want to ask the question as to why it's gone that direction.
Alex Kuhn with two X's,
because I'm pretty sure that the Kardashians have a lot to do with it.
They just they added one of them.
Yeah,
recently
was they the continue name, to spawn. I bet the name was not Tommy.
They continue to spawn. Mentality and LowTUSA.com. If you want to maybe get a little help in the bedroom, low testosterone can sometimes affect your love life, among other things. It's not necessarily a death sentence behind closed doors in your bedroom, but if you're a guy 40 or older, maybe it's time to start reevaluating where you are in life and start noticing it's harder to lose weight around your midsection. You're getting a little bit more forgetful. You're lacking focus and drive. And then, yeah, there's the bedroom stuff too. Any of those things get checked off. You're doing a mental checklist right now. You know, 1, 2, 3, all of them. Okay. Could be low testosterone. Well, that's not necessarily terrible news because Mentality has a men's health clinic in North Liberty that has a success rate of over 90%, regardless of the physical condition of their patients. As a matter of fact, business has picked up to the point where they're now taking appointments on Mondays and Tuesdays at that clinic in North Liberty. And it is a doctor's clinic. It's a men's health clinic. You're dealing with doctors, board-certified physicians. Everything is exactly like going to the doctor. It's a little blood test. They can tell you whether or not you've got low testosterone, and maybe they can even notice a few other things, and perhaps could be a very good decision on your part. Low testosterone could be the least of your problems. Who knows? If it is, though, they can get you fixed. Mentality, Low T USA, one of our many sponsors for Lunchbox Heroes, which returns this week. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes will tell you a little bit about it coming up in just a little bit. Again, the website, LowTUSA.com. Back with more after this.
You've heard the phrase free checking before and found out it wasn't exactly free, right? At Two Rivers Bank and Trust, free checking means just that, free checking. No minimum balance, no monthly service charge, even a free thank you gift. They'll buy back unused checks and debit cards up to $10 and refund ATM fees from other financial institutions up to $15 per month. $50 minimum deposit to open. Visit Two Rivers Bank in Iowa City, Coralville, or tworivers.bank to sign up for your truly free checking. My neighborhood, my bank. Member FDIC.
The quality of the product that we are offering is going to be much higher than at a box store. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. We are HP sales and service authorized, and we're able to get better products that clients will be able to use. It will last longer in their business. I can sell a laptop that will come with a 3-year warranty because it's a higher quality.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
There are still companies that care, companies that have your back, companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things, like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
What the hell are you guys all dressed up for?
I can't take seriously something that Iowa itself doesn't take seriously. I can't treat the spring game with the gravitas of covering a Rose Bowl or a Big Ten championship game. It just, they haven't had a true spring game in Iowa City since 1999-2000. I know when Kirk Ferentz first took over for Hayden Fry, they continued the spring game format for at least a couple years. My memory isn't completely gone yet. But then they made the decision, as is their prerogative, to turn it into more of a scrimmage, more of a practice, and less of a... They're never going to be Nebraska. I was at lunch today, subjected to watching a replay of all things of Nebraska's spring football game on the Big Ten Network.
86,000 people.
86,000 people, and they paid to go to that. No. Sorry. Would you pay to watch them paint the Tiger Hawk on the water tower? 319-366-1600. I don't have the release in front of me. I don't know the timeline on this, but assuming they'll be moving fairly quickly on this. And
can't imagine it's that somebody long on of the a process.
Somebody on the text line wants to know what water tower we're referring to. I would like to welcome you to Eastern Iowa, assuming that you possibly just moved here not all that long ago. There's a water tower right by Kinnick Stadium, a plain old, beautiful white water tower with absolutely nothing on it until they put the Tiger Hawk on there. And then, holy cow, the program is just going to completely take off. I will say this. I was watching the Yankees and Blue Jays over the weekend, and it is interesting seeing the Tiger Hawk and the rest of the Big Ten logos down that right field line at Yankee Stadium. And I've noticed it in the past, but having been out there in December and at the Pinstripe Bowl, it makes watching Yankees games now, home games, a little different. Because all I can think of was, hey, Giancarlo Stanton isn't sliding around out there on the ice like he's an ice skater. It's actually decent conditions. Who would have thought Yankee Stadium could be something other than Rockefeller Center? 366-1600. Kyle is with us. He's got your first big board of the afternoon. Reminder, we are just an hour away from the world-exclusive interview with Iowa quarterback Nate Stanley.
Iowa football held its spring game last Friday, and it was a day for news, both good and bad. First, we learned that Aaron Menz had suffered an injury and would miss the game, but it trickled out that the injury was a particularly severe one to his knee, likely an ACL, and it might be a miracle if he plays come the fall. However, there was also the news that the water tower in the line of sight from Kinnick Stadium will finally be outfitted with Hawkeye logos. It'll feature both a Tiger Hawk that will face southwest and be visible from the stadium, as well as Iowa in block letters facing to the northwest. On the field, the offense and all three quarterbacks looked relatively adequate, but largely unremarkable. The defense, though, earned high praise across the board. Imani Hooker had a strong performance, helping to force 2-3 turnovers and holding the offense to just one touchdown. Iowa baseball beat 25th-ranked Minnesota yesterday 5-3 behind seven strong innings from Cole McDonald to snap a 9-game win streak for the Gophers. However, two of those nine had come against the Hawkeyes in the 2 days prior, so Iowa dropped its first Big Ten series in its last eight. The Hawkeyes are now 23-13, 7-6 in the conference, and host Milwaukee on Wednesday. The Colonels also dropped 2-3 in their series with Kane County, making a couple roster moves along the way. Righties Carlos Suniega and Randy Dobnek are now with the club in place of a promoted Calvin Faucher and injured Blaine Enloe. The Colonels begin a series hosting Burlington tonight, and then after the show, we've got the Twins and Yankees on the North Gym and Rockets and Wolves on the South and Main Gyms.
Colonels actually announced another roster move today a couple hours ago. They lost Mark Contreras, who was leading the Midwest League in hitting as well, so some early dents in that Colonels roster. We'll see how they play here. This is a big series with Burlington, the couple teams with a lot of talent. I promise to treat the spring game. It says, okay, by the way, stop calling it a game, because it was far from a game. It was something other than a game. So, but I promise to treat whatever that entity was on Friday with the gravitas and severity that it deserves with Scott Docterman from thelandof10.com. He's gracious enough to join us next. We're going to start our previews of the NFL draft with Matthew Koller of 1500 ESPN in the Twin Cities in the 5 o'clock hour as well. Hour number one continues after this.
This bottom of the hour sports beat is brought to you by Linder Tire Service, right on their reputation for integrity and outstanding personal service. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere, and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it, so now you can make your appointment online at LinderTire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment for tires or maintenance at LinderTire.com.
Purchase select Yokohama tires and get a $70 prepaid Visa with mail-in rebate. Combine with this month's Linder Tire coupon to save even more.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Right on their reputation for integrity and excellent service.
BN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
One series made me think more than any other from the NBA this weekend, and those two teams play game four tonight, the Jazz and Thunder. As I, a big Thunder fan, sat and watched that game in frustration over lack of any sort of smooth offense, lack of passing, and settling for typically bad shots, I really came to admire the Jazz. This franchise, who drafted one of the best defensive players in the league in Rudy Gobert and an absolute star in Donovan Mitchell, but have also pieced together a winner via other methods. Derek Favors has fit in so well with Utah, but maybe what I admired most was Ricky Rubio. They got him to replace George Hill, and he does what a point guard is supposed to do, get teammates great looks, and he defends well, too. Don't get me wrong, I love Russell Westbrook, but, you know, sometimes loading up on a big three, so to speak, is not the answer. Not when those three routinely cause an offense to bog down. The Jazz are a fantastic example of a group of players carefully assembled and incredibly well coached by Quinn Snyder, who may be the most underrated coach in the entire league. It's not always just about name recognition. They don't have the brightest stars, but the Jazz look like the better team. In 60 seconds, welcome to Knoxville, Coach.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out.
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless,
you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But the all-new Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Jeremy Pruitt's a first-time head coach who took a job coaching a very mediocre team that's permanently hit with ridiculous expectations. He's in Tennessee, and Saturday coached his first spring game with the Vols. And when it was over, he started down what could be the path to being the next Vols coach to be disliked by many, a la Butch Jones, who he replaced. To the media, Pruitt wasted no time in saying that some of his players flat-out quit. And then he got on the Tennessee fans, making it clear that the more than 60,000 folks who chose to watch a glorified scrimmage in person were great, but where were the rest? Suggesting their excuses for missing that game would not be good enough. Look, I get making your mark, but I'm not sure Pruitt didn't just miss his. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's Pro Desk is staffed with dedicated associates to help with everything from supplies to services just for pros. Stop by and see us during Pro Spring Appreciation, April 16th through May 4th, and find out how services like buying in bulk can save you money, or how you can save time ordering online and picking up your order at the Pro Desk. So, Pro, now that you know, let's get started. Check with your local Pro Desk for a schedule of Pro Appreciation events and offers now through 5/4/18.
I was never the fastest, never the biggest, never the strongest. But I never let that stop me. I never, lost my focus.
NFL Draft. The first round selection is...
Passion moves us forward. It's how you think, it's how we think. Courtyard by Marriott. Official hotel of the NFL.
Back to the Todd Bottlecamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Look at this guy, so hopped up on goofballs and grass, he's got no idea what's going on.
We took an angry phone call, Kyle did, that there are other things to talk about than the Tiger Hawk being painted on the water tower. I've been doing this long enough, I know my audience. I could sit. There's no benefit to me sitting here talking about Sean Manaea throwing a no-hitter over the weekend for the Oakland Athletics, by the way, recruited and playing for Rick Heller at Indiana State, who is now the head baseball coach at Iowa. I could sit here and talk about that, or I can sit here and talk about what people want to hear about. Now, there were actual football moves being made, to borrow from a colloquialism from John Madden, football moves being made on the turf at Kinnick Stadium on Friday as well. But it's a three-hour show. And for those of you that understand that this is a journey to someplace, and that someplace is North Carolina, where I will be getting the Broadcaster of the Year Award for the Nate Stanley interview coming up at the bottom of the hour. For those of you who see what this is and appreciate it, well, maybe someone gets to come along with me. 4:36, great show for you today. We're going to start previewing the NFL draft with Matthew Collar from 1500 ESPN in the Twin Cities to kick off hour number two. You will hear from Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz in the third hour as well, some of the highlights from his post, not calling it a game because it wasn't a game, spring game. That's coming up in the third and final hour of the program. $30 gift card to La Cantina as well. And for those of you out there who want to stick to sports, who think that the battle for the backup quarterback and which receiver looked the best, if that stuff is life and death to you, then here, appearing as if manna from heaven, Scott Docterman from the Land of Ten, who, unlike me, I was lucky enough to only catch the final 45 minutes on Friday. Scott was there from beginning to end. And Scott, what was your biggest non-water tower-related takeaway from Friday's whatever you want to call it?
Well, I could make everybody mad and say the wave at the end of the first quarter was terrific. I mean, that was another wonderful thumbs up to the Iowa fan base and over to the Children's Hospital. But I'm sure you know most of your listeners want red meat right now. So I'll start with strong safety Imani Hooker. Most of the time, the defense tends to dominate open periods of play in scrimmages, whether that's in the spring or in Kids Day in August, but that's usually a lot of times the defensive lineman who's a veteran. In this case, I've never seen a defensive back dominate the way he did. I mean, he was all over the field making tackles. He forced a fumble. He tipped a pass to turn into an interception, intercepted another one, and that was really in about one quarter's worth of work. And so, you know, we've all kind of think it's almost like a passing of the baton every year as to, you know, what's the next great Iowa defensive back, because they've had eight of the last 9 years they've had a first teamer in the Big Ten. Well, I think it's gone from cornerback to safety this year. Imani Hooker, the way he played, I was very, very much impressed with him.
Scott, prior to the spring get-together, there was a press release sent out by the Iowa football program that Aaron Mins was going to miss in a significant amount of time. How big of a loss is this for a unit with next to zero experience, a guy that has been around the program?
It's tough because he is probably the best athlete of the bunch there. You know, a guy 2 years ago who was the actual first teamer out of spring in 2016 at weak side linebacker, and now and then was beaten out by Bo Bauer. But, you know, a very quick, athletic, fast guy, very strong. But I think what's more damaging is almost on the personal side for him. I mean, this was his chance. This was his opportunity to prove he's in his fifth year to play that position. I think some of us felt that he should have, you know, at least had some split time in the past. And then now this happens, and there's really nothing left for him. You know, maybe he can apply for a waiver for a sixth year, but his, you know, initial redshirt was not medical related, so sometimes that's difficult to get. It would be a real shame for him, but then you start thinking, man, do you want to go to school for your sixth year? There's not a lot of fun and associated with that. So I think it's tough for the unit. If he was truly the best player at that position, then it's the next guy is not as good. And, you know, can they overcome it, next man in and all that? Those cliches, sure. But, you know, you want your best players on the field. And if he was your best player, then you're automatically starting at a loss. And frankly, you know, you lose 123 starts anyway. That's sending it, you know, down a notch.
What's your best guess as to what the depth chart will look like at linebacker for that season opener?
I think, you know, Monty Jones, to me, has really clinched that middle linebacker job. I mean, he is physical. I mean, very much. Says he likes to bring the boom, and he certainly did. I think he has locked that one up. Now, I think, you know, Jack Hockaday was the number two middle linebacker, and Christian Welch was the number two weak side. They've all moved around in the spring. I think you're going to see a real strong competition there between those two for that starting spot. And then if I could throw another guy out or two that may have a shot, maybe they'll look at a little bit more, is Jaimon Colbert, who's now, he's 234 pounds. He came to Iowa as a safety, you know, pretty big one at 217. They immediately moved him to linebacker. He looked all right, I thought, the other day. He was the second-team weak side with Jack Hockaday as the second-team middle linebacker. And he looked the part. And I think maybe if I was Iowa, I'd say, let's just give him a shot, see what he can do. You know, if he's the best guy and he's only a freshman, then, hey, you know, you've got a lot of time there. So I would say that him, you know, I wouldn't completely rule out Nate Wieland either from Iowa City High. He's been injured, but, you know, very athletic and strong. And I think he's got a chance. But realistically, I think it's probably between Jack Hockaday and Christian Welch. I'd probably lean towards Welch because he's a year younger, but Hockaday's a physical hitter too. And last year he was out quite a bit, but 2 years ago he became the primary backup at both positions. So I think it's going to be an interesting competition that'll probably last through easily through midway in August, if not the whole month.
Scott, on the offensive side of the football, this team has been so run heavy the past couple of seasons, and they've relied on the interior of the offensive line and experienced running backs. With two new running backs and then losing two probable NFL draft picks and replacing them with three inexperienced guys on the interior of that offensive line, is there a level of concern right now with that running game?
Yeah, because last year at times it wasn't very good. I mean, you know, I think they ran for, 19 yards, I want to say, at Michigan State and 25 at Wisconsin. So there were games where it wasn't good at all. And Iowa is, running the football. If it can get to 100 yards in the last 3 years, it's 28-1. If it doesn't reach 100 yards, it's 0-11. And so it's really cut and dry there. And so I think, you have two new running backs, you know, Akram Wadley statistically and, you know, was one of the greatest running backs in Iowa history and certainly came up with a lot of key moments. I don't know that they have a guy who could do exactly what he did. And Ivory Kelly Martin is close, but, you know, he hasn't done it yet. You know, same thing with Torin Young. Interior-wise, I do think Keegan Render is a pretty good player. You know, he's got 21 career starts. One was at center, the rest at guard. He's not James Daniels in athletic ability. Nobody else is, but I think he's, a steady guy, a strong guy, you know, really can do a lot of good things, shown good leadership. What I'm curious is what happens at guard, you know, and I think they've got four guys for two spots, both Paulson twins, Ross Reynolds and Cole Banwerton, and may not even throw in Mark Kallenberger, you know, from the outside. So, who wins that job right now? I'd say Ross Reynolds and one of the Paulson brothers, but I think they're going to want to get Cole Banward in there as well. I think they're all kind of a step down from what they had last year. Can they step up? I don't know. In Iowa's past, there's always been kind of a guard every year who goes from being just kind of a guy to being a really good player, all Big Ten caliber player in his senior year. We've seen it with Jordan Walsh. We saw it with Julian Vanderveld a few years ago. Connor Buffelli. So I think that's kind of what you're looking at. So I think it could be steady. I think it could be decent. I don't know about good yet, but I do think they could be good on the outside. I think both tackles have that ability.
Serious Football Talk with Scott Dochtman from the Land of Ten, for those of you who are tired of hearing about them painting the Tiger Hawk on the water tower. One of the things, Scott, that a lot of people were curious about, almost a yearly thing at the open scrimmage, the backup quarterback position. Who's going to be Nate Stanley's number two if, God forbid, something happens to him next fall?
Based on what I saw the other night, and I wasn't privy to all the other ones, which I've heard were up and down, Peyton Manziel looked the part. You know, he was 8 of 10. You know, he converted a fourth down pass. He also whiffed on a gift of a touchdown type of pass and, you know, had a bad throw. But, you know, 8 of 10 for 77 yards, very good feet, you know, can move and make things happen. I think he's, you know, that's the ideal situation anyway. Because he burned a red shirt last year. He'd want to, you know, Spencer Petras, you'd like to keep him on a red shirt and then like that it'd be an even competition in the future. So I think, you know, Peyton Manziel did what he needed to do. Did he do it all spring? It doesn't sound like it. So I think it's a matter of, you know, who can he be consistent enough? Because if you've got a guy who can move like that laterally in the pocket and make some decent throws as a backup, that's a good situation if anything bad were to happen to Nate Stanley, because then, you know, he can rely on his legs because he's probably not 100% confident in his arm. So I thought he did okay, and I thought I saw enough from him to think that the future's not bad with him in it.
So let's talk about Nate Stanley for a second, because I go back to last year, and he was still a 19-year-old kid, kind of had that wide-eyed look, and he was a very shy kid by nature. But after a full year in the program, the coaches are talking about how much more comfortable they are. Do you notice a change in his demeanor after a full season, a kind of soaking up what it is to be a Division I quarterback?
I think he looks more comfortable, you know, in media interviews, which, you know, it shows a little bit to me that, you know, he's more comfortable with who he is and he can speak with more authority, and that translates over to how he deals with his teammates. So I saw that. I saw more comfort on the field. He wasn't great the other day. I think 13 of 23 was the numbers. You know, had a couple of interceptions. One was a great tip and one was a bad pass. I'm not going to judge him on that performance. I'm going to judge him more on what I saw last year and his demeanor. And I think he looks the part. You know, you can't overlook what he did. 26 touchdowns and 6 interceptions last year. Yeah, he had some issues overthrowing receivers. But there's more to that than just overthrowing receivers. Now, some of it he admits and is true that he got to his reads late. And then he figured, I'm just going to throw it as far as I can. You know, and then if it doesn't work out, it's an incomplete pass. But other times it was the receivers not running good routes, not getting there, not getting on their horse and getting there, or running sloppy routes early in the route. So I think all of that can be improved. I saw enough from him last year and, you know, just a little bit this year to think that, yeah, he's got a chance to be a really good player and one of the two or three best quarterbacks in the Big Ten, I think, when it's all said and done.
Are you, if he were a stock right now, would you buy the hype on Brandon Smith? There was a lot of talk about him this spring after taking a peek on Friday. Would you get in on that IPO?
That's a great question. I think he's capable of doing it. I'm just not sure he's going to be doing it this year. I think this year is probably a 20 catch type of year, maybe 3 or 4 touchdowns, which isn't bad. You know, but I think he'll make a couple of big plays. I just don't know that he'll make a lot of consistent plays. But I think throughout his career, yes, I do think he's got that kind of ability. He's, you know, he's tall, he's strong, he's, you know, got great leaping ability, you know, big hands. Didn't show a lot the other day, but, you know, those scrimmages are always weird. I mean, I think the defense always owns them. So, but I think long-term I would buy the stock. But if you were to ask me, you know, this year, is he going to put up, you know, 50 catches, 800 yards, 10 touchdowns, I wouldn't go there. Now, I would with the tight end, but I'm not going to do that with Brandon Smith.
How much of wild cards are he and Amir Smith-Marset this year in an offense that you know what you're getting from Nick Easley, you know what you're getting from the tight ends and TJ Hockenson and Noah Fant, but the wide receivers still are somewhat of a mystery, and it's been a it's been a very run-heavy offense like we've talked about. Not much production from their wide receiving core the past couple of seasons.
I like them both. I think they're going to be inconsistent. I think they're going to make bigger plays than they did last year. I think Smith-Marset will have, you know, five, you know, 40-plus yard catches, for instance. I think he can, you know, stretch. He had 18 catches for 187 yards and a couple touchdowns last year. I think he can get up to 30 catches, probably, you know, 350 yards and five touchdowns. But I think you're going to see some games where they get skunked, too. You know, or they're going to make some bad plays. And they're still young. I mean, that's the thing. You know, they're both still in their first year on campus, and they're both from faraway places. So I don't think that it wouldn't make sense to expect them to come out and be veterans. But I think they're going to make enough plays where people are going to be excited for them. And I also would add that I think that there's a couple receivers possibly coming in who could add to that mix. I like Tyrone Tracy. I think he's going to be – he's kind of got Akram Wadley ability, and he's going to – you know, it sounds like he could be a running back, but mostly a wide receiver. But so I think if you throw him into that mix, that they're all going to come up with big plays. It's just not going to be real consistent. It might be one guy one game, one guy the next. Zero guys in game three, and then back to four, kind of back and around. So I do think they're going to be inconsistent, but I think they're going to be at times, you know, really fun to watch. So that wide receiver unit, though, the last several years before that, it's just been, you know, the attrition rate and lack of finding good players has just killed Iowa. So I think they're finally starting to build in the right direction there.
Scott, we've got about 40 seconds here before we let you go, but I know this is a fun week for you. You're a big NFL fan. You love looking forward to the draft every year. Put your draft hat on right now. Where do you think James Daniels and Josh Jackson are going to wind up?
I think I do a mock, and I have James Daniels going to Baltimore. They could kind of use a center right now. I have Josh Jackson going to Carolina. They need a corner. They you know, lost Josh Norman a year ago. I think he fits in with what they want to do with, you know, Ron Rivera's defense. But I could see him going anywhere from, say, 10 to 30. You know, they're good players. They're plug-and-play guys. James Daniels, still only 20. He'll be 20 until September. So I think whoever gets him as a 10-year veteran, I think your Packers would do well to get either one of them. You know, I would right now I'm going Baltimore and Carolina, but that could change in 20 minutes.
Scott Docterman from thelandof10.com. We appreciate it as always, Scott.
All right. Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Alex.
Landof10.com, landof10, the numeral 10.com. For those of you unfamiliar with the website, it's been around now for a couple years. Bobby Legesse also does a great job covering the Hawkeyes. And there, about 15 pounds or 15 minutes of raw red meat for you folks out there who just absolutely need to discuss the inner workings of spring football and don't want to have any fun.
And for those
for everybody else, there's the rest of today's show.
And for those who are like that and are also Vikings fans, do not turn your radio because we're going to have even more strictly sports talk coming up with Matt Coller.
1500 ESPN in the Twin Cities, the Vikings, the first of the NFC North teams that we'll focus on this week as the NFL draft looms around the corner on Thursday. We will be off an hour early Thursday at 6 o'clock so that we can bring you on all three of our frequencies ESPN's coverage, complete coverage of the NFL draft's first round. And the anticipation is that both James Daniels and Josh Jackson will have their names called that night as well. Are you a fan of, or I should say past tense, were you a fan of the EA Sports video game franchise NCAA football? If you were, I've got good news. I've got bad news for you. Coming up in just a bit. Back with more after this.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we could try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of O'Reilly conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for only $16.99, or upgrade to high mileage for $17.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and improve engine performance with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back to the Todd Bromelcamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Hang on just a sec. Let me settle in, and I'll be right back.
A $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill will be yours immediately after the world-exclusive interview that I conducted with Iowa quarterback Nathan Stanley on the field at Kinnick Stadium Friday after Iowa's spring fling with regards to the water. It's the spring fling. It's the one where the girls ask the boys.
Let's not call it by anything else.
Did you have one of those dances?
We did. It was called Turnabout.
Okay, we use the same verbiage, but I know some people, Sadie Hawkins dance and other places, they call it something else.
Yeah, it had about one-third of the attendance as every other dance.
I had the same date for that I had for most of the other dances that I had in high school. Mel Kuhn Jr. is going to break down the Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI draft prospects coming up at 6:30 tonight. Very happy that he could work us into his hectic schedule this time of year. Mel Kuhn
Jr. I'll tell you what, Todd, he's excited.
Yeah, there you go. He's a very busy man, and we're looking forward to combining Mel Kuhn Jr.
And
the wheel. See, look, he can't wait until 6:30 tonight. What? We called the wheel something. Oh, the wheel of desperation. That's what we referred to it as. Desperate to get to Kyle. He's got your next big board update.
Iowa football held its spring game last Friday, and it was a day for news both good and bad. First, we learned that Aaron Menz had suffered an injury and would miss that game, but it turned out that was a particularly severe injury to his knee, likely an ACL, and it's likely going to be a miracle if he can play come the fall. However, there was also the news that the water tower in the line of sight from Kinnick Stadium will finally be outfitted with Hawkeye logos. It'll feature both a Tiger Hawk that will face southwest and be visible from the stadium, as well as Iowa in block letters facing to the northwest. On the field, the offense in all three quarterbacks looked relatively adequate but largely unremarkable. The defense earned high praise across the board. Imani Hooker had a strong performance, helping to force 2-3 turnovers, holding the offense to just one touchdown. Iowa baseball beat 25th-ranked Minnesota yesterday, 5-3 behind 7 strong innings from Cole McDonald to snap a 9-game win streak for the Gophers. However, 2 of those 9 had come against the Hawkeyes in the 2 days prior, so Iowa dropped its first Big Ten series in its last 8. The Hawkeyes are now 23-13, 7-6 in the conference, and host Milwaukee on Wednesday. The Colonels also dropped 2 of 3 in their series with Kane County, making a couple roster moves along the way. Righties Carlos Suniega and Randy Dobnik are now with the club in place of a promoted Calvin Faucher and injured Blaine Enloe. The Colonels begin a series hosting Burlington tonight. Tonight after the show, we're going to join the Twins and Yankees on the North Gym and Rockets and Timberwolves on the South and Main Gyms.
That's a Minnesota kind of night on all three frequencies. Twins on the North and Timberwolves on the Main and South Gyms. And speaking of Minnesota, Matthew Collar of 1500 ESPN in the Twin Cities is going to join us next. What are the Vikings going to do this week in the NFL draft? Perhaps he lends some insight.
As soon as we're back out.